Nobody gets into maintenance for the paperwork. But somewhere along the way, the clipboards piled up and the spreadsheets multiplied. Good technicians spend hours per day on admin instead of turning a wrench. MaintainX was built to give that time back. Preventative maintenance runs on a real schedule. Automated, assigned, and nothing slipping through. With MaintainX, work orders go out in seconds, and everyone from the floor to the front office knows what's due and when. So your team gets back to the machines, not the paperwork. Over 14,000 companies are already running on MaintainX because the people who keep the world running deserve tools that actually work. Try MaintainX free at MaintainX.com. That's MaintainX.com, an Autodesk company.
Latte for Keenan?
That's me.
Hey, you're...
Yeah.
Buying a car online on AutoTrader?
Really? But unlike other sites, you can start online, test drive with a local dealer, then finish online or at the dealership.
Really? Wait, are you...
Yep, it's Keenan.
Able to finish in person without starting the process over?
Really? Your info stays with you every step of the way.
Cool. Enjoy.
It's Keenan Thompson. Buy your car online on AutoTrader. Really?
I'm Hannah. I've lost 75 pounds in 20 months with GLP-1s, plus diet and exercise. On Row, I've gone from struggling to run a mile to running farther every day. You can access FDA-approved GLP-1s online. Get the support you need to reach your weight loss goals. Go to row.co/weight to see if you qualify. I'm a paid Row partner. 20% average weight loss in 1 year in non-diabetics with obesity or overweight with a weight-related medical condition versus 3.1% in placebo arm. Rx only. To stay informed about serious side effects, go to row.co/safety.
97.1 FM Talk. On-demand audio.
Hey, we got Governor Kehoe coming up for a conversation here at the bottom of the hour. First and foremost, I want to ask him about the ballot measure that will appear on the August ballot. Several ballot measures, but the one to phase out the state income tax is, you know, the key piece of Mike Kehoe's promises, legislation, all of those things. He's trying to keep his promises, but that is a controversial measure, and I'm concerned that it's not going to pass. I support it, but we'll find out. Get some details from Governor Kehoe coming up. Tim Carney is back with us this afternoon. Senior political columnist for the Washington Examiner, wrote a piece that caught my attention. Tim, I've been, you know, kind of trying to deal out some tough medicine here for the listeners when it comes to some of the things that the administration is doing. You seem to share some of my concern. It's not only you, it's kind of what the American people are thinking. We're seeing some polling that is very dramatic right now, aren't we?
Yeah, Donald Trump has fallen below 40% in approval ratings. And to put that in context, his first term, shortly after the January 6th riots, when he got impeached by the House and even some Republican senators voted to remove him, he was still had a higher approval rating. And a lot of people thought he had a floor of 42-43%. There's a lot of people said he has a low ceiling, but a high floor. He wasn't going to drop below 42-43. But now he has. And that he's not going to run again. But I think it really bodes poorly for Republicans in the midterms.
So when you dig into the polling, though, what's driving it right now? Is there any? Because obviously, you know, we started the year in a very much different situation. We had immigration. There was a lot of controversy there. I do think that some independent voters were concerned about what they saw in Minneapolis. So there was some support that was lost there. We see that some Hispanic support has dropped off as well. Now you have the war. You have the economy, gas prices. I mean, my sense is that a lot of people are like, wait a second here. We thought we were heading in the right direction on inflation and there were no more foreign wars. What's going on, right?
Yeah. So, I mean, what I look at in my Examiner piece was both the right track, wrong track number, where it was a year ago, there were 7% more, 7 percentage points more said wrong track, 51 to 49. That 7-point gap is now a 26-point gap. And so that is, it's basically 2-1, say wrong track to right track, instead of just slight majority said wrong track. Economic seems like the biggest issue right now. So if you look, Trump's approval on two issues are at or below 30%. One, is he handling inflation? And two, was the Iran war a good idea?
Right.
And so those obviously are connected because higher gas prices makes lots of things become more expensive in addition to filling up your tank. And that is downstream from the war of choice that he started in the Middle East. Now, prior presidents had experience with wars in the Middle East that didn't go well. So that's another thing that surprised a lot of sort of independents who voted for Trump, is they said, well, you know what, in his first term, he didn't do one of these wars of choice, and now he's doing it. So that what he was sort of, you had two jobs, don't get into dumb wars and fix inflation. And it seems like he's not doing either.
Look, I've said similar things. And, you know, look, a lot of the lawmakers on Capitol Hill have not broken bad on Trump. But I know for a fact, I'm sure you do too, that behind the scenes, they're extremely concerned. And I'm confused as far as, you know, what the strategy is, especially on Iran. Now, we heard some things today that seem to be positive when it comes to an agreement. I just am in the camp that simply doesn't think you can negotiate with these people, and they're going to try to drag it out as long as possible.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With Maintain X, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try Maintain X for free today. Go to maintainx.com/AI. That's maintain in the letter x.com/AI.
Latte for Keenan?
That's me.
Hey, you're...
Yeah.
Buying a car online on AutoTrader?
Really? But unlike other sites, you can start online, test drive with a local dealer, then finish online or at the dealership.
Cool. Enjoy.
Buy your car online on AutoTrader. Really.
The GLP-1 pill you've been waiting for is now on Row. Yep, it's finally here. With the same clinically proven ingredient, now in a pill, and now on Row. It's the first FDA-approved GLP-1 pill for weight loss. At the lowest price available, that's one daily GLP-1 pill for big results. Now on Row. Go to row.co/listen to see if you qualify. RX only. Go to row.co/safety for serious side effects and boxed warning associated with GLP-1s.
No, I agree. And the fact, there is one joke that Trump has negotiated 12 peace agreements with Iran, and that's a lot, which is to say he hasn't successfully nailed anything down. It's hard. None of this stuff is simple. The problem isn't that he's, you know, bad at negotiating or he's being rolled by the Iranians. It was opening the can of worms with the war. And to some extent, that's something that Trump one of the places where he sort of broke up the old monopoly, the old dogma of the Republican Party. Was the Republican Party was very pro-war. They supported the Iraq War. They were the hawks in the Cold War. They did the Persian Gulf War. And Trump was like, no, we're going to break from that. And that brought in a lot of independents. And to be clear, Trump is very strong among self-identified Republican voters.
Oh, yeah.
And then among the people who said, I really am a Trump supporter, he hasn't lost that much percent, that much support. But the people who were Trump voters and were independent, those are the ones that have soured on him. And again, I didn't look at I've seen the headlines about Hispanic voters dropping off. That seems possible. But to me, it's the people who it's pocketbook issues.
Yeah.
Who what they want from the government is don't mess stuff up. And Biden caused the inflation in his term. It wasn't like it's something that happened to him. He caused it. And now Trump is causing the gas prices. Again, the government is creating a problem that affects people's pocketbooks.
They not only, you know, maybe causing the gas prices, but one of my concerns has been that they're minimizing the effect that it's having on people, seemingly, with some of the comments. And they indicate that this is going to come down pretty fast. I don't think we ever have historical evidence of gas prices coming down as quickly or nearly as quickly as they went up. But when it comes to, you know, control of the Senate, Tim, in particular, that's where maybe, you know, I'm not going to, you know, give them the House, but historical trends would certainly favor the Democrats taking over the House. We know that. But the Senate, you know, if you go back a year and a half, was relatively safe. I don't think Graham Plattner is going to win in Maine in the end. But obviously, you have some seats now that might be in play that weren't. And that's, you know, that's going to be problematic if you have both the Senate and the House with control by the Democrats. You get nothing done the next 2 years.
Yeah, I mean, so once the Democrats take the House, which is not guaranteed, but it's likely, then you're not going to pass any legislation. But then the question is appointments. Clarence Thomas Samuel Alito, God bless them, they are not getting younger. And if the Republicans do not control the Senate, then you have the problem of the Democrats will not let Trump appoint anybody, basically. The Republicans did it to Obama in last 2 years. And so that would happen.
And, like, thank God, by the way, because we would have ended up with, what's his name, the former attorney general who had been the worst.
Merrick Garland.
Oh, my God. He was the worst, right?
Maybe. Then he wouldn't have done the damage he did at DOJ. But, yeah.
Well,
no,
yeah.
I'm glad
there is that.
but so then the... So then, can the Democrats really take the Senate? Again, 6 months ago, people would have said no way. The way I look at it, the Democrats basically have to pick up every swing state and at least one or two of the sort of leaning Republican states, which would be, you know, an Iowa or something like that. They'd have to win Maine. Now, Graham Plattner's tanking and Janet Mills is talking about the governor.
Maybe getting back in, right?
Right?
Yeah, yeah, that'll be interesting.
So these things can happen. I've been covering politics for 26 years, covering these elections, and not every year is a wave election. But I remember in 2006, that Democratic wave, there were races where we thought there was no chance, where we stopped looking at it in May, and then we had to look at it again in October, and next thing we know, Democrats took that, and I saw the reverse 4 years later. That Republican wave in 2010 knocked off Democrats who, you know, if you ask the experts, they were safe Democrat as of May, and then come November, they were going to get their lobbying jobs because they got knocked off.
Yeah.
So you could see a tsunami, and it happens in every midterm, almost no matter what, but I do believe that the mistakes on the war and the inability to affect rising prices contribute. I also argue that I think some of the ethical stuff, where his family didn't do the sort of overseas business dealings in the first term, and then in the second term he said that's fine. I think a lot of independents are rubbed the wrong way by that as well.
You know, I do too, Tim. And, you know, one of the things that I always kind of try to make clear, there's a lot of people that are listening right now that probably are independent and they maybe swing, you know, different ways, not necessarily partisan, but we're a conservative radio station. So there's a lot of folks that certainly are more loyal to Trump. But one of the things I always try to make them understand is that, you know, in these big elections in particular, not primaries, but in the generals, that those independents do drive a lot of this. You know, we're preaching to the choir on a lot of this stuff, but, you know, outside of the Beltway, these things are having real effects on races. Then you go to the quality of candidates, you know, because that matters as well. So I'm concerned moving forward. And by the way, here's something else. And I would say that this is kind of separate but related. I retweeted this from Matt Walsh today. I think he's also kind of screwed up the America 250 thing. And I don't really understand why they did that.
Yeah, I was one of the people who said, man, it would be horrible if Dems, who are all down on America, like trot out 1619 projects.
Yes, me too, Tim.
We need like real patriots in there. But then some weird combo of sort of Trump making everything political and wanting to maybe focus too much attention on himself, and then maybe some competence issues. It seems like they're really not looking like they're going to pull it off.
I'm confused. I'm confused by so much.
It's sad. I
made it. So that was one of the things I said during this election. I don't want Kamala Harris or Joe Biden up there because we're celebrating the 250th birthday of our country. I remember 1976 and how big of a deal it was. So I'm, you know, I liked your tough medicine and your calm. That's why I had you on, but I appreciate you. You're writing about that, Tim. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Have
All
a
right.
good one.
Take care. Let me just read that. This was something I retweeted earlier. Here's Matt Walsh, and I can't disagree with this. He goes, I'm actually pretty pissed at how badly they've bungled America 250. First, they tried to invite Milli Vanilli, which that should have been our first hint, right? I mean, first of all, Vanilli's dead, or Milli, one of them. Yeah, and the bunch of other absurdly washed up geriatric one-hit wonders. Then that didn't work out. They decided to convert the event into a Trump rally. Well, Trump will talk about himself for 90 minutes. This should have been a massive, raucous celebration of the country and its 250-year history. Now it would be a political rally identical to the 10 million other ones we've already seen. I don't like that, but there's a lot of things that are confusing me these days, but I agree with Matt.
Get more at 971talk.com.
Your line just went down. Production stopped. A supervisor wants answers. And someone's digging through a binder for the maintenance history. Every one of those minutes costs money. And most of the time, that breakdown could have been prevented. That's where MaintainX comes in. MaintainX catches the failure before it happens. Preventative maintenance plans on every key asset to improve reliability. Work orders assigned and tracked right from your phone. Everyone from the floor to the front office is in the loop. Companies on MaintainX have cut unplanned downtime by over 30% and saved thousands on parts and labor every year. See what MaintainX can do for your operation. Try MaintainX free at MaintainX.com, an Autodesk company.
Latte for Keenan?
That's me.
Hey, you're...
Yeah.
Buying a car online on AutoTrader?
Really? But unlike other sites, you can start online, test drive with a local dealer, then finish online or at the dealership.
Cool. Enjoy.
Buy your car online on AutoTrader. Really.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.